Hi, everyone. This is Kevin. Today is Tuesday, April 7th. We now have 13 confirmed COVID-19 cases at Electric Boat, 3 new cases since my last report. These cases are in Groton. In accordance with privacy laws, we cannot release the names of the employees, but we can provide this information. The first individual works in Building 7 and has not been on company property since March 10th. Because this individual has been out of the shipyard for more than 3 weeks, the risk for infection to others is considered minimal. The second individual is a Groton tradesperson who usually works in Building 260. This employee has not been on company property since March 31st. All immediate coworkers have been contacted and appropriate cleaning efforts have been performed. The third individual is a Groton facilities person who works in Building 1. This employee has not been at work since 3/27 and became symptomatic on 3/29. Coworkers have been contacted and cleaning efforts have been completed. Today, I'm asking for your help in slowing the spread of the virus at Electric Boat. First, consider wearing a mask. You may have heard this weekend that the CDC offered some guidance about the use of cloth face coverings. The CDC guidance on how to make a simple mask provides some level of protection using household items like a cotton bandana or a cotton t-shirt. This is an area where we're also helping ourselves. Over the weekend, we ordered material to make our own masks at EB. Again, these are simple masks like those described by the CDC. Our own sail loft is cutting the material, and our own upholstery shop is fabricating some of these masks. I hope to have masks to issue to our people in the coming days. In addition, we have ordered a supply of masks and expect to receive them after the Easter weekend. Once received, we will begin distributing masks as quickly as possible, but until then, if you want to wear a mask, please feel free to bring one in from home or make one as outlined by the CDC. Second, please monitor your own temperature. I'd like to encourage every one of you to take your temperature every day before you leave your home to come to work. If you have a temperature above 100, stay home. Call your supervisor and then call the EB Medical Hotline. We've ordered and are preparing to distribute personal thermometers for our employees to use. These are simple temperature strips that you place on your forehead for about 30 seconds. We expect to have these available to issue on Thursday. We will provide you information on how to receive your temperature strip in the next few days. These are two simple steps you can take to help control the spread of this disease and demonstrate how EB is adapting to improve our ability to protect and monitor each other. By taking these steps, you are helping to protect yourself, your coworkers, and our family members. Every step we take to control the spread of this disease is helping our community and can help bring us one step closer to getting back to a normal routine. The Vermont left the shipyard yesterday on in-serve trials, keeping that boat on track for delivery on April 18th. I thank everyone involved in that effort, which demonstrates we are remaining committed to our important mission in this incredibly difficult time. I'd also like to thank everyone involved with delivering 2 more missile tubes in support of the UK Dreadnought program. This is a particularly noteworthy accomplishment given the challenges of this global pandemic. Thank you for your continued focus on our mission. Continue to practice social distancing, consider wearing a mask, monitor your temperature, wash your hands often, stay hydrated, and get rest when you can. Most importantly, stay home if you are sick. Be safe, stay healthy, and please continue to take care of yourselves and your teammates. Thanks for listening.